As you heard the news there, gorse fires last night, yesterday evening and last night, closed the Miles Gap Road, N71 Ring of Kerry Road, and more fires, or another fire this morning that several units of Kerry Fire Service are dealing with. Councillor Martin Grady is with me on the line top. This, Martin, good morning to you. What can you tell us straight away about what's happening now? The road obviously still closed, but what's happening in the same area?
Good morning, Jerry. Look, I suppose speaking here this morning as a councillor, there was a large wildfire, occurred yesterday evening, approximately just after 5:30, and it was brought under control just over 6 hours for the, I suppose, the ground recovered. That was quite quick. It was attended by units from Panic, Mayor and Clogged, and also assisted. Yes, Jerry, it was attended by units from three different... it was also assisted by two helicopters with water buckets as well, which made a massive difference and helped certainly bring it under control more timely, you know.
How much damage was done?
Thankfully, Jerry, to the best of my knowledge, so speaking to crews out there, that there was no property lost. It was all, I suppose, contained within grasslands. But look, there was nobody hurt or no property damaged either, thankfully.
Okay, thankfully. And it was brought under control. But more trouble this morning, I understand.
Look, there's still hot spots there. It's going to look still smouldering, and that's been dealt with as well this morning. So hopefully, look, the road will be open. But look, I suppose just a massive credit to the National Park and Wildlife Services. Again, Minister for State, it's good to see that he's got his finger on the pulse there. Christopher O'Sullivan is certainly aware of what's happening across the country over the last couple of days with this good spell of weather. And I suppose going forward, I suppose just people just to be aware of barbecues and how to dispose of anything that, you know, might trigger these gorse fires.
Yeah, especially in this weather. It's very hot weather to be working for the fire services there, and lots of gorse fires across the country to be dealing with as well. Okay, Martin, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to me on the programme about that. That's Councillor Martin O'Grady talking about the damage done last night. And as you heard, Minister Christopher O'Sullivan, who we've put a call on this morning on the programme, released a statement last evening where he talked about the devastating fire in Killarney is not a natural disaster. It's been caused by human activity, not nature. For days, the service, the National Parks and Wildlife Service, have been battling fires, including incidents believed to have been started by the reckless use of disposable barbecues. This is utterly unacceptable. Lighting fires or using disposable barbecues in the National Park or any wild area is not carelessness. It's gross irresponsibility, especially during a heat wave. It's a crime against nature, against local communities, and against future generations who have the right to inherit these precious landscapes intact. The message is simple. Leave these places as you find them, or better, and leave no trace. As Minister for Nature, I take a zero-tolerance attitude towards lighting fires in our national parks and wild places. Damage to biodiversity, wildlife, livelihoods and public safety can be too often. It is catastrophic. My heartfelt thanks to the National Parks and Wildlife Staff, the Fire Service and the Emergency Services work tirelessly, often extremely difficult and hot conditions, to contain these fires and protect one of Ireland's greatest national assets, that is the Killarney National Park. Well, with me on the line to talk about this is Eamon Mescal, who's Divisional Manager with the National Parks and Wildlife Service. Eamon, good morning to you. This is a disappointing incident. The scale of it requiring a road to be closed because of where it is, that's still closed this morning. But what can you tell us about the fire and what's been happening over the last 24 hours?
No, listen, Jerry, thanks for giving us the time to come on the radio, because look, what's been happening is exactly as Martin O'Grady pointed out there. It was a collaboration effect effort between National Parks and Wildlife Service, the Fire Service, the Gardaí, the County Council. Everybody came together at the one time. I mean, we got first notification of the fire at about 6:30 yesterday evening, and by 7:30 you had three sections of the fire brigade out from Kenmare, Sneem and Killarney, and the County Council were there, and we also alerted our own fire team within National Parks and Wildlife Service in Killarney National Park, and we had two choppers on site which were dousing the fire with so everything came together at the right time to minimise the effect. There was damage done. We lost about 20 hectares of fantastic habitat, which will regrow and rehabilitate itself over time, and not too long a time. But I mean, we could have lost an awful lot more, like we did in 2021. But we were better prepared. We had a fire team in place. We had members of the public, a cohort of members of the public ringing us and sending in videos and photographs of what was happening at the time, even though we had known about it ourselves. But that's the kind of energy that's around the place now about the danger to fires in places like Killarney National Park.
Yeah, and with this weather as well, Eamon, especially, the conditions are perfect for fires to take control and spread very fast.
They are, because you see the whole place dries up over a matter of time, Gerry, and today, for instance, we'll be up to about 29, 30 degrees again, and we quenched the fire last night by about 10:30. But I mean, the fire is still smouldering up there, so we were monitoring it all night. And the fire service are back out again to be on site. Our own fire team in Killarney National Park are out there monitoring, and they're damping down the smouldering tussocks, and we have the helicopters up there again. So it's not just a case of finding and killing the fire. You still have to manage it afterwards, and it takes a certain amount of expertise and time and effort to do all that, you know. Everything, we're happy in the place we were at the moment, because it could have been an awful lot worse, Jerry.
Okay, what would your advice be for people, and along the lines of what the minister is talking about? It's human activity that really he feels is unacceptable.
It is, and I mean, look, walking the site this morning at 5 o'clock, 5:30, you could see where there was a disposable barbecue on site. I would imagine that was left smoulder. Even smouldering, they shouldn't be on the park. It's part of the policy of the park not to allow barbecues or fires in the park or camping or anything like that, specifically for the reason at this time of the year. It can create so much damage to a very valuable habitat and put so much trouble on the services when they could be deployed in other places where there's going to be fires and other catastrophes. And here we are in a situation where somebody probably just walked away from a thing that just took off, and the whole mountain was set for a fire hazard because the habitat had dried out, the heather was ready for a fire, the millennia had dried out, and then you have all these little spiders and crustaceans and all this that have been really destroyed in the fire, even though walking through it. It's amazing how wildlife rehabilitates and minds itself, because there were spiders and bugs and slugs crawling among the heather when we had the fire last night.
Yeah, incredible that it happens. Okay, Eamon, listen, thanks very much for talking to me about that in the programme this morning. Good luck with the work as it continues. We also have Vincent Horgan, who's Acting Director of Road Maintenance and Operational Services. Vincent, good morning to you. That's with Kerry County Council. The road is still closed, unknown as to when it will open, but you're obviously reacting as well to this situation.
Good morning, Jerry, and look, thanks very much for this opportunity. Correct, Jerry, the road has just been closed. It was open overnight when the operation, as Eamon mentioned, finished last night at 10:30, 11 o'clock. The road reopened traffic, and because of operational reasons and because of the work that's happening up at Five Mile Bridge at the moment, the decision has been made to reclose the road during this period. Look, it's unknown at the moment on whether this operation will continue for many hours. We're expecting a few hours, but conditions as in temperature, high temperature, and maybe wind could dictate what happens next. So we'll be keeping it under review, and as soon as the operation finishes up there, we'll be reopening the road immediately.
How much disruption is caused by that? This is the busiest time of the year for that particular road. Coach tours, tourists, rental cars, people cycling, the works.
Correct. It is very disruptive, and I suppose it's not a decision we took lightly. You know, I suppose public safety is very important, and the way this operation is working at the moment, the decision has been made on public safety grounds, and that's the only reason it's been taken. And look, it is, you know, we do apologise for the inconvenience that is caused by this disruption, and I suppose working hand in hand with the National Parks and Wildlife Service, the road will not be closed for any longer than it needs to be.
Yeah, and you'll be reviewing that as the day goes on. This is tough work for the fire services, very hot work as well to be doing, Vincent, and it's a reminder to everybody the impact carelessness can have, really, when it comes to fire safety.
Absolutely, and look, you know, I just get a chance to pay tribute to the work that has been done over the last 12, 18 hours, the National Parks and Wildlife Service and all their teams our own crews in Kerry County Council, the fire tenders and all the staff there. Also, the Gardaí have been involved in this operation, and I suppose our own roads crews here, both in the Kilmarey area and the Killarney area, are also a part of this operation. And look, that's why we have the services that we have. And again, go back to the safety message that has been reiterated here. It's very important that people are very responsible during this time. You know, cigarette butts, as mentioned earlier, the barbecues, and there's a ban on those in the national parks. I suppose everyone during this period, we have another maybe 5 to 10 days of this in front of us. So hopefully this is an isolated incident. As I said earlier, we will be keeping, and just to reiterate, we'll be keeping an hour-by-hour review of the road and when it can reopen. And we will be making that public as well when we are making that decision.
Yeah. The bottom line is, for this time on and for the next week or so, things are like a tinderbox, really. If you are careless, if you drop a cigarette, if you do have a barbecue, don't take care of it. If you start a fire, for whatever reason, it just spreads so easily and so fast, there's no way of controlling it.
Correct. That is the situation we're in at the moment. I suppose it's not normal weather for Ireland, but it is certainly at the moment. And I know the weather forecasting is looking like that this is going to continue certainly for the next 5 days and beyond. It looks similar. So
that's the message. Vincent, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to me about that in the programme. That's Vincent Horgan there, Acting Director of Road Maintenance and Operational Services at that N71 Miles Gap Road, Miles Gap down to Killarney, Muckross to Miles Gap, the other way going, closed for an unknown amount of time. We'll see what happens depending on conditions. They will review it and you'll hear it here first if the road is to be reopened. It was reopened overnight when the worst of the fire was brought under control, but there's more issues and more work that's going on that road at the moment, so just be aware of that if you're travelling in the area and travel via Kilgarvan, the N22 and the R569 to Kilgarvan, if you're going to Kenmare or beyond to South Kerry in that particular direction. If you have a view on any of that, get in touch with us on the programme.